Thank you for calling customer support. This is Viking. Did you request a supervisor?
Yes, I did. My name is Christopher Minta. I was calling because I ordered something from y'all, all right? But I wanted to cancel a while ago, but I wasn't able to do it. I didn't get no email or anything to be able to do that. So that's the reason why I didn't do it on time. That's one. Two, hold on a second, please. So I wasn't able to do it. I've been looking around, trying to find the number or trying to find an email. I didn't get none of that. So fast forward, the day that I got charged, something told me to look on the bottle. I looked on the bottle, and the bottle had a number on it. I called. While I'm on the phone, I'm canceling my order. I got charged and canceled at the same time. I don't think that's right, even though I understand the fact that, like I said, she said the email was wrong. How is that possible? Don't know. But it's a mistake. Two, if I cancel the order, why still charge me? And then she's getting disrespectful, the first lady. She's getting disrespectful, and I'm telling her, I don't want the product. You can keep the product. Don't send nothing, whatever, whatever. They're going to send it out anyway, this and that. And I said, I'll just return it. Oh, we don't accept returns. And, I mean, it was just a lot of back and forth. And I wanted to talk to the supervisor, but then I got hung up on. You know, so I had to call back. Now, I don't understand why I would get that. And then when I'm on the phone for the supervisor, the last time, I was on the phone for over an hour, and nobody came on. I felt like that was deliberately, man. And I don't want to feel that way, you know? So, like I said, I canceled the orders. And I don't know what I'm asking for my money back. That's all I'm asking for. You know what I mean? So I don't want to get nobody else involved with it.
Okay, what is your first and last name?
Christopher Minta.
And write your address for security purposes.
936 Reverend James A. Polite. Apartment 2A as an apple. Bronx, New York, 10459.
Okay, so I have your account pulled up here. It has been canceled out for the ultra meal enhancement and nitric oxide. So let me see. You called in on 9/26. Let me see. Hold on. No, you called in on 9/25 to cancel out your account. Your trial expired on 9/24. So that's why whenever you called in to cancel, you still have the charges because you had to call the day before. Your trial expires on 14 days of purchase.
Okay. Like I said, I understand that. But okay. Also, I should have got an email or something. I was looking for the number. I was looking for a number, the email, something to cancel. But I never
received none of that. Yes, that's on the terms and conditions. Wherever you signed up, you have to click on that, and we give you all the information you need to call in to cancel.
Yeah, no, I understood that. I understood that. But like she said, the email was wrong.
What email?
Now, she said my email was wrong on the application or whatever. I don't know. I don't understand how is that possible. But I
What's
never
your email?
No email. tabj44l.cm@gmail.com.
So you said it's supposed to be 44L?
Yeah, 44L.
Yeah, it has tabj44.cm, so that's why you never got one.
Well,
which you have to put that in. Yeah, we don't put your email. You have to put your own email in.
No, I understand. That's what I'm saying. I don't understand how it didn't come up the correct way.
Oh,
but
okay.
even to that, if that's my fault, that's my fault. I can understand. I'll take that. But I'm trying. If I'm trying to cancel the order, I don't feel like I felt like when I canceled it, I shouldn't have got charged right even at the time she's canceled it, because I didn't mm-hmm. I didn't get charged until I got off the phone. That's why I felt some type of way. I seen the charges before that because my card wasn't loaded yet because I didn't get paid yet. So I understood. That's why, that's another reason why I was really trying to look for the number, because it slipped my mind to try to get in touch. You know what I mean? After like 2-3 days of not looking. You know what I mean? So regardless of whatever, I understand exactly what you're saying. And I respect that. But I tried to cancel, and then I got charged right after I canceled. So I don't know. Like, I just want my money back, and I don't want the product. You know,
okay, we don't accept any product back. Like I said, on our end, what we go by is you were billed here on 9. They actually billed you on the 24th. You're probably falling 24th if you got billed on the 25th. But you, what I'm saying, you have to understand, you were your expired on the 14th. You didn't call in by that day. You get billed on the 15th day. So once we bill you, that's it. Even if you call in, you're too late. That's the problem.
Okay, understand.
Only thing that I'm going to do for you, due to you not canceling time, like I said, I understand you're saying that when you called in, you know, to cancel, you felt like you should have been billed, but you had to call in the day before. You called in when your trial expired. That's why you got billed. So
okay.
The only thing that I'm going to do due to that misunderstanding is I can do a courtesy 50% refund on your last two charges.
Okay.
Give me one second. I don't know, because I don't know what happened with your email on why it was put in, but they should know, because if your email was wrong, then you wouldn't have got a summary, but you should have had it on your phone. It doesn't show you, like, when you sign up on your phone, it doesn't show you, like, a summary of all your information and what you signed up for.
Yeah, I didn't get, like I said, I didn't get no email, and I didn't know what to call or anything, and I didn't order for me to even... order for me to do anything else, I would have had to do another order. That's how. That's the way I seen the way I ordered the product was online. That's what I'm saying. So I don't know either way. Only way I'd be able to get in touch with y'all, I would have had to look up an email address, or I would have had to reorder to try to, you know. So.
Okay, man. I understand it. I know it's confusing when people sign up. I didn't do that. Yeah, they don't read the information, and you're right. And once you leave off the site, I mean, if you don't know how to get back to it, or if you don't have the website, then, you know, you're totally lost, or if you don't know that it's on the back of your product.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's why it's always good to read those terms while you're on there, because they do give you the number to call in, so it wouldn't have mattered about your email, because you would have still had the number to cancel it out.
Yeah, like I said, normally I would have got an email. That's why I was confused. Like, wow, I never got an email, and I went to try to look up the order. But, you know, my phone, it says once it's done, it's closed out. So I couldn't even look at it, you know, to even look at the purchase and, you know, the confirming and all that.
Oh, yeah, I get what you're saying.
So, yeah, I lost.
Yeah, just be careful.
Yes, but I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Give me one second. Let me put in all your information, because for some reason it won't let me. Did you change your card or something?
When I tried to stop the payment, the lady canceled my card, and I told her, I asked her not to. So she canceled. I don't know. So
yeah,
I
know.
Now I gotta wait for another card. But they said if anything, they could send it back to my account, and it'll still be refunded or whatever. That's what she said. So I was like, all right, whatever. And I tried to see what I could do after that, because now I can't even use my card. So that she messed me up anyway.
Yeah, it looks like she did. So would you, when you were saying you were trying to stop, so did you file something with them? The reason why they were trying to stop, because I mean, why would she kept like, what did you file like a fraud or dispute on these charges?
No, I told her I wanted to stop the payment. She said, what I'm going to do is, and I didn't realize what she said until she said it. She said something about bluffing or I don't know what the hell. I said, huh? And she said, but your car is going to be canceled. I said, no, I didn't. She had already did it. So.
Oh, so basically you're saying you just try to do a stop payment, but she just ended up canceling your card out.
Yeah, canceling it out so that way they wouldn't take the payment, but y'all took the payment anyway. So.
That's why I didn't get it.
Yeah,
what
understand.
Was the point? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah. I don't know. Well, because I'm sure she's seen the charge had already went through. So, I mean, you can't stop payment on something that's went through. So there was no need to get your card canceled. It was already done.
Yeah, I didn't understand why she did that. I talked to the supervisor and everything about that too. But she was like, she had already did it. So there was nothing they could do. I have to wait for a new card.
That's bad.
So, yeah.
So you were just having a problem all the way around, huh?
Yep. I have to wait. for a card just to use money, yeah. You know what I mean? I was able to transfer a couple of dollars from my card, they said, to my Cash App. But, you know, I can't use too much on the Cash App from the Cash App.
I know.
And I only allowed a certain amount a day. So it was like, oh, no.
Yeah, it's always something.
Yes, yes. So. And that's what she was about to say. You know what? That's what she was about to say. She canceled it out. Because she might have thought it, maybe she might have felt, she might have felt like I felt it was fraud or something like that. That's what you said.
Oh, okay.
You trying to stop a payment, so that made it sound like it was a fraud or something like that. Did I authorize? I said, no, I authorized the first payment, which was the 5 and the 4. But everything else, I was trying to stop, but I felt like I was on the phone and it could have been stopped at the time. That's what I said. So.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess that makes sense now.
Yeah.
But yeah, so basically everything is canceled. Like I said, it'll still go back onto your card. Because like I said, as long as you have the same bank, it's linked to your checking account. So yeah, so it'll normally take about, I would just say, give it 3 to 5 business days. If you don't see it back on your card, then just call us. But first check with them. If they're saying they don't see it, then give us a call back.
No problem. Thank you so much.
All right, you're so welcome. And thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
Do you have my email correct this time so I can get a you can send me an email?
No, it doesn't. They already sent it to the old one, so. Yeah, you can write that number down, but yeah, you're not going to get it because it's programmed to the one that was incorrect on here. Even if I change it, you might get a confirmation, but I don't think it's going to say it's canceled. It might just say something like about your order, but if you want to get that, you can, but I don't think it's going to say it's canceled, though.
All right, well, just something saying that, you know, you what the work you did today was all.
Yeah, that will be, well, no, like I said, it won't be canceled. I mean, I'll change it and you can see what it says, but I don't think it's going to say canceled.
Okay.
Yeah, let me see. Let's go back. So you said it's TABJ44?
L.gmail.
L.gmail?
No. J44L. .cm@gmail.com.
Hold on, wait a minute. Your phone was breaking up. Let me just start over. You said it's TABJ44.
L, as in Larry.
Okay.
Dot CM at gmail.com.
Okay, let's change it. Okay, so we have TABJ44ella.cm@gmail.com.
Yes.
All right, so let me hit, let's go back and hit resend. Let me see what it's going to say. All right, check your email and see if you have anything from customer service. It should be in your... maybe it may take, if you don't have it now, sometimes it can take a minute to generate, but check your spam if you don't see it in your inbox, or sometimes give it a minute since you just changed it. But some people will get it right then. It just depends.
Okay.
But, I mean, you can write the number down, too, if you don't think you're going to get it.
Okay. What's the number? Hold on. I'm pretty sure I'll get it. If you get it, if it's right this time, I'm pretty sure I'll get it. But what's the number?
It's going to be C as in Charlie. That's just for cancellation.
Uh-huh.
The number is going to be 0.
0.
E as in elephant.
Uh-huh.
24.
Uh-huh.
4. A is an apple. 20. 32.
C 0 E 244 A 2032.
Yeah, that is correct.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye. You too. Be safe as well.